Part 28, Chapter 6. Stormalong, folded across a desk in the ops room, was jolted out of the sleep of exhaustion. Groggy from days of directing battle, it was with alarm that he saw Johnny.
"Wake up!"
Johnny was saying urgently. He was trying to shake the Buddhist communicator, Tinny, into some sign of life.
"What's the matter?"
Stormalong surged up.
"Have they started attacking again?"
"Worse. These small gray men. Tinny, please wake up."
The woman was almost senseless after days of combat communication, all without sleep. Johnny had bowed the guests out. He had walked a full circle around the night-shrouded bowl. McAdam. He knew he had to get hold of McAdam, of the Earth Planetary Bank in Luxembourg, and get hold of him fast. He would arrange no meeting with the government, but he sure would arrange one with somebody who should know banking. Tinny was coming wake.
"McAdam! Get McAdam on the radio!"
"What's up?"
said Stormalong. Johnny was usually pretty cool and calm.
"What can I do?"
Johnny shoved a pair of discs at him, the recordings of the whole party.
"Get me duplicates of these. It's a dinner party."
It made no sense at all to Stormalong, but he went over to the disc duplicator and ran them off. Tinny was trying to wake up Luxembourg, sleepily singing out the code call signs in Pali.
"If you're calling Luxembourg, they're all gone."
Then he realized Johnny had not had much briefing.
"It's Russia. The Singapore people got there, and they can't get near the place. It's all on fire."
Johnny didn't understand. An underground base on fire?
"You've been there. I don't know why, but they had some material, some black stuff, inflammable, outside the main entrances. Do you know what it was?"
Coal. The Russian base had been piling coal up for the winter.
"It's coal, a black rock that burns."
"Well, whoever built that base built it next to or on or under a mine of this stuff. And in the fighting, it must have ignited. The Singapore team couldn't get near the base. They were very few and they didn't take any mine pumps. And even if they had, there was no water near there. They yelled for help. They had to get the fire out to get near the base. Luxembourg was the only defense area that was never hit, and they had flying tankers there. About 2 hours ago, they filled those tankers and flew to Russia. We have no further reports on the fate of the Russian base, and there's no defense team left in Luxembourg."
"Surely the Earth Planetary Bank had a radio."
"Yes,"
said Stormalong, doubtfully.
"But at this hour of the night, I don't think it would be manned. They're not part of the defense network."
"I've got to go then. What planes are left?"
"Whoa. I had direct orders from Sir Robert that you stay here."
"But McAdam can't fly down here if there are no pilots. Not even one pilot left in Luxembourg?"
"Not one."
Johnny felt desperate.
"Then how about detaching a pilot from Edinburgh and getting..."
"Not a chance. They're arrived there and it's a screaming mess. The whole tunnel network under the rock has collapsed. You can't get into the place to see whether there's anyone still alive in the shelters. They've got atmosphere hoses and equipment to get air into any survivors, and they are bringing mine diggers up from Cornwall, but they need the pilots they have as machine operators. I don't think I could persuade even one of them."
"Do you have a plane here?"
"Of course I've got a plane here. I've got 5 planes here, but you are not leaving."
The woman turned from the mic.
"It is dead. There is no one answering from the Luxembourg mine site or the bank. And after all, it is 2 in the morning there."
"I'm going."
"You're not!"
shouted Stormalong.
"Then you are!"
shouted Johnny. Stormalong blinked. After all, he had had about 2 hours worth of catnaps.
"You'll have to handle anything here by yourself. Be in the air and at that mic at the same time if you have to fly defense."
"I'd take Tinny and handle the network from the plane, if I had to go up and fight. But that isn't where the fight is. It's right down here with these small gray men. Can you stay awake to Luxembourg?"
Stormalong shrugged and then nodded.
"All right. You take those copies you made of the dinner party, and you fly to Luxembourg and find McAdam. Blast him out! Tell him I said it was vital he review those recordings right now, and he's got to find some way to handle a debt. You tell him that."
"A debt?"
"Yes, a debt. And if we don't pay or handle it, we've lost this whole war. Even if we win it..."